Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The military in Somalia has captured a strategic coastal town that Al-Shabaab jihadists had held for more than a decade. The loss of the port and supply route is seen as a setback for the group, which had a radio station there broadcasting its propaganda. Will Ross reports.
The capture of Haradere may be the most significant success the government-led forces have had since an offensive against Al-Shabaab was launched in August. The port on the Indian Ocean used to be a base for Somali pirates before it was taken over by the jihadist group. Prime Minister Hamza Abdi Barre described it as an historic victory and spoke of the enemy being destroyed, but other officials said Al-Shabaab fled without fighting. Somalia is currently going through a severe drought. With more areas coming under government control, it may get easier to reach people desperately in need of help. But the Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents have been responding to the pressure with frequent bomb attacks.
The Attorney General's office in Brazil has filed an indictment against 39 people for their alleged involvement in coup activities related to the storming of the Senate building. Warren Bull reports.
The indictment does not name the 39 individuals. It says they were among a core group of conspirators who used violence and threats to try to abolish the democratic order in Brazil. That's a serious allegation in a country that still remembers the legacy of military rule, which ended in 1985. Earlier, the Deputy Justice Minister said investigators were examining claims that people with combat training were among the demonstrators on the 8th of January. The attack has led to hundreds of arrests, while the Supreme Court is investigating the role of Jair Bolsonaro. The right-wing former president, who's currently in the US, denies instigating the violence.
People from all over Peru have begun gathering in the capital Lima to show their support for the ousted president Pedro Castillo. They're demanding the resignation of interim president Dina Boluarte and fresh elections. More than 40 people have been killed over the last 5 weeks in clashes between security forces and demonstrators who have blocked roads, tried to storm airports and staged mass rallies. A former commander in the Russian paramilitary group Wagner has claimed asylum in Norway. Andrei Medvedev was detained for illegally entering the country on Friday. His lawyer, Brynjolf Risnes, said Mr. Medvedev fled after witnessing war crimes in Ukraine and stressed that his client's story would be thoroughly checked.
We in Norway do not grant asylum to war criminals, so it's clear it's a very important assessment, and all such things must be analysed very carefully. Who is he? Where is he from? Is his information correct, etc.? This is something that's assessed for everyone who seeks asylum in Norway, but it's clear this case will be assessed particularly thoroughly.
World News from the BBC. Thousands of Iranians living in Europe have demonstrated outside the EU Parliament, demanding that it list Tehran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist group. They accuse the guards of playing a key role in suppressing anti-government protests that have occurred across Iran since the death in custody of Mahsa Amini in September. The head of London's Metropolitan Police has said the force is investigating allegations of abuse involving about 800 of its own officers. Mark Rowley was speaking after a serving officer, David Carrick, pleaded guilty to 49 offences, including dozens of rapes. Mr. Rowley, who was appointed last year, apologised for the Met's failings.
This man abused women in the most disgusting, disgusting manner. His offences are sickening. We've let the women down and we've let Londoners down. And I do recognise that there'll be women across London more widely that this prompts them to question whether the police can keep them safe. And for that reason, I think it's important that I say I recognise that we failed and that I'm sorry.
The British government has decided to block a bill passed by the Scottish Parliament which would make it easier for trans people to legally change their gender. It's the first time the UK administration has used its powers to stop a bill in Scotland on the grounds that it will have a negative impact on British law. The bill would reduce the minimum age people can obtain a gender recognition certificate and remove the need for a medical diagnosis. Serbia's Novak Djokovic will return to the Australian Open on Tuesday with his first match of the tournament against Spain's Roberto Carballes Baena. The 35-year-old is aiming to win the Open for a record 10th time, which would tie him with defending champion Rafael Nadal's all-time record of 22 Grand Slam titles. Djokovic was deported from Australia last year ahead of the tournament for breaching the country's coronavirus vaccination rules. BBC News.